Coming up next month is the annual Global Entrepreneurship Week, the Fort Worth variation. And it was a big success last year, but it's going to be done a little bit differently like everything else this year. But they still ought to have a lot of participants and a lot of people signing up, and there are some deadlines. There is an October 9th, Friday deadline, in fact, for community-led submissions. And if you want to register for it, you can do it now, and it will be held. It's a four-day, November 16th to 20th. One of the co-organizers of this is Marco Johnson, who is also the SparkYard Network Builder and at UNT Health Science Center and TCU. And he joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Hi, David. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Well, you got a lot of paychecks coming in. That's all I can. That's important this time.
I wish that were true, but I think with the three different partners we have, you know, the check always gets lost in the mail.
Well, let's talk about your other hat that you've taken on as a co-organizer of Global Entrepreneurship Week. Tell me what that entails.
Well, it entails a lot. If I could provide just a little bit of context and explain why we're doing this. The reason is that, as we all know, Fort Worth is the 13th largest city in the United States. But what some people might not know is that our entrepreneurial community is really underdeveloped when you judge by several different factors and metrics. Number of companies started and early stage deals and investment. We're ranked more like 40th. We're not punching at our weight at all. So what I do with my job in things like Global Entrepreneurship Week is we're trying to catalyze the entrepreneurial community in Fort Worth. We're trying to make this a really great place to come and start a business, any kind of business, but especially innovative businesses. And one of the things, one of the assets that we've utilized to help make that come true is Global Entrepreneurship Week.
Let me interrupt. You've got a lot of really bright people, and you've got a lot of institutions of higher learning. Is the problem these people are going elsewhere to start up businesses and not doing it in Fort Worth?
Wow, David, that's something that's a nut that we've been trying to crack for such a long time. You know, why is it that Fort Worth is ranked so low? And I think part of it is culture. Part of it is the kind of organizations and institutions that have been here and dominate for so long, big companies. And big companies are great and we love them and they provide money and stability and all of that, but they're not job creators. What we need are the young entrepreneurial innovative companies. And we do have that here, but we need to work harder to try to replicate and try to get some knock-on effects and really pour more support into these companies so that they can grow.
So is entrepreneurship for budding entrepreneurs and individuals, or is it really for the corporate community to get involved? There's plenty of money out there. I mean, you can't get any interest on your money, so you'd think that money wouldn't be hard to come by.
You'd think that, right? And yet the funds that are located here in Fort Worth, very, very few deals are being funded here locally. There's a lot of money, a lot of oil and gas money here in Fort Worth, as you all know. Most of that money gets invested in companies elsewhere on the coasts or internationally. So part of the problem is that we just need to shine a light on what's being done here and throw a spotlight on the cool stuff that's happening. And part of the problem is that we need to create more deal flow. We need to create more companies that can catch the eye of our local investors.
So tell me about the nature of the businesses. Nowadays, when you hear about entrepreneurship and something like Entrepreneurship Week, you know, immediately you think of, you know, high tech and games and software programming. I mean, there was a time when you thought about, you know, some guy who's invented one-hour martinizing. Mm-hmm. What's the nature of the business there?
So are you asking about the nature of the businesses that we
You're going after high tech or just anybody with a great idea?
We want new businesses of all kinds. So that's number one. We want all kinds of businesses, and we use four different segments to identify. So Main Street, which is your ice cream shops and your nail salons.
Right.
Micro enterprises, that's people working out of their homes and cottage industries and things like that. innovation led is like your tech and your biotech and your cool things like Uber and people working in the gig economy. And then you got your second stage, which are established companies that maybe want to launch or introduce a new product or service. So we're trying to attract all kinds, but we especially are going after the innovative ones, the folks that can really cool come up with a cool idea that can scale and change the nature of how we all live and work and do business, like an Uber or an Airbnb or something like that.
Well, it sounds like you've got a core of Tarrant County residents who are budding entrepreneurs, but it sounds like you want to be a magnet and draw some people in from elsewhere and get them to do the innovation in Fort Worth.
That's true, and that is one way to get it done is by attracting. But what the research shows is that what the first thing you need to do is help develop a love of place. People move someplace and they fall in love with it and they say, look, I'm comfortable here. I love it. I've got a network. I've got connections. I'm going to start a business. So what we really need to do is focus on folks that are already here who have good ideas, maybe just don't have all the connections put together or the comfort level to launch that new idea or that new service. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to make those connections and provide a network to those resources to help them get that done.
You know, I really enjoyed reading your bio, and you've lived and worked in Eastern Europe and Africa and all sorts of places, East Coast. What is it that attracts you to Fort Worth?
Wow. What isn't attractive about Fort Worth? It's great. Actually, I have Texan roots. So yes, I've lived and worked all over the world and all over the U.S. Both my parents are Texans. They actually met and got married here in Fort Worth, which is really cool. So it's kind of a full circle thing for me. But I also like to look for challenges. As you can tell from my bio, I've lived in a lot of places and usually places of recent conflict or disaster or highly underdeveloped. Because I love to work under those difficult conditions and I love to help people achieve. And so when I took a look at Fort Worth, and on the one hand, it's a beautiful city and friendly people and good standard of living, but there's a big mountain for us to climb and a big cliff for us to try to raise the profile of our entrepreneurial community. And I was like, that's a challenge that I want to be a part of.
Is it an obstacle to overcome that it historically is so energy based and non-diversified?
That is definitely part of it. Yes. When you take a look at some of the research that we've done to see where the deals do go, where does the investment money flow? Oil and gas are the big ones, of course. So yeah, we're not very diversified. Although we do have some diverse industries here with Bell and BNSF and Lockheed Martin, and we've got some great up-and-coming entrepreneurs, too, that we're going to definitely highlight during Global Entrepreneurship Week.
Well, I head a little bit north to Alliance, and Facebook's already invested, what, $1 billion in a data center up there? That tends to act as a magnet. Maybe that's something you can play off of.
Absolutely, yeah. So it's a huge investment, but when you take a look at the number of jobs, I think it's under 50. I might be wrong on that, but the last I heard, they started out with 13 people or something at that data center. So yeah, it's a huge investment, but jobs, like we're in an economic recession right now. People need jobs. They need some stability. And that's what we're trying to do is create more companies that can employ more people.
All right. So I know you need participants, and it's a 4-day event. It's November 16th through the 20th, but there's a shorter deadline. Tell me about Friday, community-led event submissions. Tell me what that is. These are companies that want to participate?
Absolutely. Yeah, so one of the things we do differently with Global Entrepreneurship Week is that we rely on our wider community to provide the content. So instead of a core organizing team of people saying, we're going to have 5 days. And by the way, it's 5 days, 16th through the 20th. So Monday through Friday. Instead of us as a team going, we're going to have this many events and here are the topics and here are the speakers, we actually throw it back out to the community. So anybody is free to plan and run an event. And so that's what the deadline is on Friday. If anybody out there is interested, we're fully virtual this year. We're providing the technology platform. So if you have an idea around entrepreneurship and you're interested to running an event, go to our website, apply by Friday, and we'll work with you to make sure you have everything you need to put on a successful event.
Well, we look forward to seeing what you come up with and also who's participating. Marco Johnson is the co-organizer of Global Entrepreneurship Week, the Fort Worth version, and takes place in just a month. It's good to have you with us. We wish you a lot of luck.
Thank you, David. I appreciate your time.
Thanks. For more of our conversation with Mr. Johnson, go to KRLD.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.